Over the past couple of weeks, we've been following the crisis hitting Australia's dairy farmers right now after the massive price cuts at the farm gate by the industry's two biggest processors, Murray Goulburn and Fonterra. Today, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce will learn firsthand just how tough things are for our dairy farmers. He'll meet with them in the Dairy Heartland electorates of Indi and Murray in Victoria. And later on in the morning, we're going to be joined here on Breakfast by Judith Swales, who's the Managing Director of Fonterra, one of the giant milk producers. But first, Barnaby Joyce joins us from Indi. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I think you've already been talking to farmers there in Indi, and I know you're meeting with dairy farmers today in Shepparton, which is in the electorate of Murray. They're facing a severe cash crisis, and you come offering them some federal assistance. Is that right?
Well, Fran, what we've already done is we've made sure there's been changes to the farm household allowance. This allows a mum and a dad around about $1,000 a fortnight, so that basically, you know, gives them a bit of money on the table so they keep the dignity in their lives. We're going to the concessional loan space so that we can change that to better fit their needs, and I'm prepared to do that. We've got rural financial counselling, we've made sure that we've got that resources in place. We've been in discussions with some of the retailers, and it's great to see Coles has offered an extra 20 cents, which will go into a fund which will go to assist the farmers. This is a start, and we know that if there's more that we need to do, I'm prepared to do it. I've had meetings.
Let's talk about that, more that you're prepared to do, because we've had one dairy farmer from a group called Farm Power here on the program earlier in the week calling for a 50-cent levy on each litre of milk. Now, I think it was 10 or 11 years ago, a coalition government, the Howard government at the time, did put a 10-cent levy, I think it was, wasn't it, on milk at the time, which lasted for some years. Will the government consider reinstating a levy?
Well, I have a discussion with dairy farmers again today. I had a discussion with some last night, and to be quite frank, the ones I was talking to last night did not want a 50-cent levy. So this is why we've got to get everybody on the same page.
What do they want?
Well, what they want is to make sure that over the long term we have a sustainable industry, and they believe that a 50-cent levy would just not fly.
So what makes, over the long term, the assistance you spoke about to us initially is short-term assistance, obviously very welcome and very necessary now. We've heard the distress the dairy farmers are going through. But longer-term pressures are here to stay. Fonterra says these low prices are here to stay. What's the longer-term move the government can make to help the industry? Is there anything?
Well, first, we need to make sure we've got a fresh milk market. I think all your listeners want to make sure they've got a fresh milk market.
So what does that mean, make sure the dairy farmers don't simply sell up and move off?
Or sell off their water into another industry. I mean, that's probably, there are other people along the river system making a lot of money, for instance, in almonds.
Mm.
And then the threat you've got, of course, is people just say, well, the water will go to a different use.
Right.
And that's a discussion that I'll also had with retailers as well. We want to make sure that this whole thing is sustainable over the long term. One of the problems we've got here, Fran, also is whatever happened with Murray Goulburn, and I've got the ACCC investigating that, because there's a lot of serious questions that need to be asked about exactly what was said and the warrants they gave in regards price and for what purpose they gave them. So anyway, the ACCC are looking at that. And that was one of the reasons why, through the white paper, we got a specific area of the ACCC that deals with rural issues with UKO in there.
But global prices have crashed. Fonterra says dairy farmers have to get real.
Global prices have a problem in regards to the oversupply, especially in Europe. But in Asia, we've had an exponential growth in milk exports there. They're flattening out a bit at the moment. But this is globally, we're not having the world consuming, and there's no trend for the world to start consuming, you know, less milk, like they smoke less cigarettes. There's an increase in milk consumption globally, and when with all these things in Europe, the amount of the oversupply there will filter through the system. It'll settle down, and then the long-term trajectory of increase in milk consumption will continue on.
So you think the pressure will come off in the future? In the meantime, Murray Goulburn and Fonterra have cut their payments to farmers for per kilo for milk solids, backdated to the 1st of July last year. Mm-hmm. Farmers suddenly have to pay money back. One reported estimate for some is 120,000, as much as that. Would you like to see these processes waive these debts? I know you said on Sunday you're going to pick up the phone and have a yarn to them. Have you talked to them about that?
Well, what we've done is we have a concessional loan system. We have the capacity to go into that space and try and assist these farmers. When because they're cooperatives, when they're waiving debts, they're actually waiving debts to themselves. I mean, it is these cooperatives are actually owned by the farmers. So I don't want to put also Murray Goulburn in a position. If we lost Murray Goulburn, that would be, and we're not going to, that would be absolutely
so what can you do?
We've already started, as said, farmhouses hold allowances so we can get people a cash payment to their house, and that has the capacity to be in place for 3 years. Now, I don't think any problems we've got here are going to last for 3 years, Fran.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is National Party leader, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce. Barnaby Joyce, another tension in a lot of rural and regional electorates has been the backpackers tax. Mm-hmm. Now, the government has announced it's going to put off the introduction of that tax for 6 months to enable a government review. Is the backpacker tax on hold or is it dead?
Well, what the backpacker tax, the issue was we want to make sure we get the labour supply in so that we can continue on with getting the crops off the trees,
sure.
doing labour requirements that Australian workers just don't want to do. Within that six months, Fran, we have the capacity to go through this, and if legislation or anything else was required, we have the capacity to get it through the Parliament, because I hear that the Labour Party said that they want to stand by, well, this is Tanya Plibersek, says that she wants to make sure the labour supply in the country areas is maintained. That was her quote.
It's your idea, though, the backpacker tax. It looks like government's moving away from it. Is it a bad idea? Should it be dumped?
Well, we've got to make sure that we keep the supply of labour into these regional areas, and that's why we're extending it till the 1st of January. And seeing that the Labour Party have said that they want to make sure we maintain labour supplies into country areas for the vital component of getting crops off, one would presume that if a further change is required in that 6 months, to make sure that is maintained, and we'll have no problems getting through both houses
okay.
of Parliament.
Minister, can I just ask you finally, asylum seekers has become already one of the most contested issues in the election. Last night, the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, said that refugees who come to Australia are by and large illiterate and innumerate and take Australian jobs, no question about that. Do you agree?
We are an incredibly compassionate nation. I think we took more than 18,000 refugees last year, and I'm proud of that. I want us. We are a strong nation, we are a good nation, and I'm very proud of the work we do in getting refugees into our nation. Now, we do that in the same form as making sure that we don't have them trying to arrive by sea, because we don't want to be a nation responsible for people drowning, and over 1,000 people drowning was an absolute disaster. If it happened anywhere else, I'm sure that we'd be leading the news with it, and we don't know how we had it happening in our nation and not sort of dominating our psyche every day. It was always surprising
sure.
to me, but we stopped that, and I don't want it to start again. But we want to maintain our compassion by showing our capacity to find people who are struggling in their life, who are basically under threat of their life somewhere else, and giving them the support of our nation to come here. And that's what we'll continue to do, Fran.
Minister, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
You're welcome, Fran.
Barnaby Joyce, National Party leader, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Agriculture.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.